Ugh, finally, we're here. Your girl's ready to eat. I'm fucking starving. That club meeting just wouldn't end. I don't understand how the president can talk so damn much yet say so little. It's not like we haven't heard it all before, right, Easy? Don't even joke about that. We don't want to give her any bright ideas. Hey, Jumpy, you're awfully quiet over there. You're not still upset about losing the you know what, are you? Look, everyone fucks up at some point. You're still wearing the jacket, ain't you? And you ain't been kicked out yet. Trust me. If you got the axe, we wouldn't be speaking right now. Remember what happened to the girl that joined before you? Yeah. That was my handiwork. That two-faced bitch will never walk again, and she deserved every minute of it. So, as long as I'm not at your door with a baseball bat in my hand, you're fine. Just relax. And be more careful next time. You only get so many second chances. All right. That's enough chit-chat. Let's get inside. All right. Clear us a table. The bitches are back in town. Hey, is that one server working today? I forget his name. He's got the face and that smile. You know who I'm talking about. The cute one. He is? Hell yeah. Make sure he's the one waiting our table. Nobody else. AC, you're the worst, I swear. Huh? Turn around. What for? Is he? Yeah, there he is. Looking as delicious as ever. He always looks so shy and delicate. I'd love to toss him onto my bed. Have some fun. Shut up, he's here. Well. If it isn't my favorite server, this place treating you okay? Good. Oh, me? I've been all right. Just another day in the life, you know? Ignore the two idiots sitting next to me. Sometimes I regret bringing them out in public. So, how's about some drinks to start off with? AC always gets a Coke. So fucking predictable. Jumpy likes being a wild card. Go ahead and tell him what you want. Pineapple fucking passion fruit? Do they even have that? What a weirdo. As for me, why don't you take a guess, sweetie? Let's see how well you know me. Wow, I'm impressed. Good on you for remembering. But wait, do I like it with ice or without? You're right. It was a trick question. Look at you, having a big old brain to go with that cute body. Oh, I always love making you blush. Go get our drinks, Buttercup. We'll be here. Could you two be any more obnoxious? Snickering like a bunch of fucking teenagers while I'm trying to have a conversation? You see the way his ass moves back and forth as he walks? I gotta get my hands on that. Well, yeah. I've been thinking about asking one on a date, but I don't know. He's definitely my type, but you think he's interested in me? I don't need to tell you two that I ain't the girliest of girls. What if he's more into like dainty, skirt-wearing, tee-hee kind of chicks? Or what if he's already taken? I've never heard him mention other girls, but who knows? Ugh, this sucks. Oh shit, he's coming back. If either of you breathe a word of this to him, I will knock your teeth out. Hey, Hey, you're back with the drinks. Yeah, I guess we're ready to order. You already know what I'm getting. A steak and eggs, like usual. Hey, AC, let's see if you'll surprise us this time. Nope. No such luck. Jumpy? Right. You're still on that diet. If your bony ass starves, it's not my fault. Off you go, buddy boy. Looking forward to the meal. That hit the spot. I feel like I'm about to burst. At least I can say I died happy. Are you sure you don't want anything, Jumpy? There's no way you could watch us eat all this and not be tempted. Fine, have it your way. And look at that. Our lovely server showed up just in time. The food? Oh, it was real tasty. Tell the cooks back there to keep up the good work. We should head on out. The money's all there on the table. AC's still stingy as ever, so I left a larger tip on her behalf. It's a shame not everyone appreciates what you do. Hey, dude, wait. Before you go, I wanted to ask you something. I know you got other tables to worry about, but this will only take a minute. Girls, I'll meet you outside. So, anyway, I wanted to thank you for agreeing to serve us when we come in. Us bikers are not the easiest to deal with, but you're always so kind and patient. If you spent more time around others, you might not be, but that's besides the point. What I'm trying to say is, I think you're a pretty great guy, and I'd like to know if you'd be open to a date? Why are you just staring at me? Is that a no? Oh, thank God. You had me worried for a second. I can handle rejection, but it still stings, you know? I'm glad you said yes. Want me to pick you up after your shift ends? We could ride around, maybe go to a bar or something? Sounds like a plan. I'll be back here at 9. Don't go disappearing on me now. Phone says 9. I'm pretty sure that's cracked. Settings. Is it in general? Ugh, fucking iPhones. Here we go. Date and time. Yeah, I got the right time. Maybe he's just cleaning up or something. He wouldn't run out on me, would he? Nah, he wouldn't do that. He doesn't seem like the type. Besides, I know where he works. Took you long enough? For a second there, I thought that you might have been trying to pull a fast one. No, don't apologize. I was just busting your balls. I never worked in a diner, but I got some idea what it's like. But you're off for the night. Work doesn't matter anymore. Ready to go? Right! You've never seen my bike up close, have you? She's beautiful, isn't she? I've had her for 6 years now. I'm strong, fast. She'll get me anywhere I need to go. Here's a helmet. Hop on. You can sit behind me. Just put your arms around me and hold on tight. And make sure they're above the belt, mister. Our date's only just begun. If you play your cards right, I might let you put them somewhere else tonight. We're going to one of my favorite bars. I think you'll like it. here we are. It's just a nice little hole in the wall that my buddies and I go to. I've got a lot of memories here. A lot of laughs. A lot of fights. A little loving here and there. You okay, man? You still looking a little shaken up from the ride? It ain't like riding in the car, that's for sure. You'll get used to it, though. Now, come on. You see this, honey? These are my kind of people. Nothing but bikers and close friends of bikers. Some of my gals are in here flying their colors, as they should be. The others belong to groups we're friendly with. It's all kind of complicated, keeping up with territory, influence, rivalries. But that's for me to worry about, though, not you. You're just here to have a good time, right? That's what I like to hear. Follow me to the counter. JD Tun's bar at night, and she'll take good care of us. Hey, JD. Your family doing okay? Nice, nice. Listen, I'm on a date with this cutie standing right next to me. Want to pour us a couple drinks? Thanks. This whiskey is a pretty good brand, sweet. You ever tried it before? No? Ah, you've been missing out then. Give it a try. You don't have to drink the whole thing. Cheers. What'd you think? Goes down pretty smooth, doesn't it? Careful, though. This stuff will sneak up on you real quick. You might end up in an alleyway or in somebody's bed. Fucking tasty. JD, pour me another glass, will you? Hey, Buttercup, you want another one, too? Suit yourself. Don't worry about me. I can have my liquor. You know, I'm glad we finally got the chance to spend some time together. Believe it or not, I was kind of scared to ask you out. I didn't think you'd be that into me. It sounds crazy, right? A girl's got no problem drinking grown men under a table or putting a fist in someone's mouth. Somehow has trouble asking a guy out that she likes. The other stuff just comes more natural to me, I guess. What? You were worried I wouldn't be into you? Bullshit. I mean, look at you. You've got pretty eyes. Charming smile. A solid body, as far as I can tell. Your clothes are still on, so that last one's just an educated guess. Me, on the other hand, got rough skin, and a decent amount of muscle, and I never let my hair get too long, you know? Guys usually look the other way when I'm around. And it's not just because of my reputation. You think I look pretty? Really? This is just one of those times where I said something nice, so you say something nice back to be polite, right? Fuck, you really mean that? Thank you. Sorry if I surprised you. That hug just, I don't know, fell. Stop me if I'm going too fast, but would you mind if I kept my arm around your waist? See. You've got some pretty nice hips, huh? What'd you say? on your back. My back. Sometimes I get a little carried away. No. You don't want one of my hands. I thought so. You know, you're friskier than you let on. I'm digging it. Want to get out of it? A couple blocks away, there's a park I like to visit sometimes. Plus, it's usually empty around this time of night. Hey, JD. We're leaving. Put the drinks on my tab. Oh. Don't worry about paying for your drink, honey. It's my treat. Now that that's settled, the park awaits. Peaceful, isn't it? When the mood strikes me, I like to come here and just forget about everything for a while. Sit down on a bench, breathe in the air, listen to the birds. It helps keep me grounded. There, come sit with me. My life's fun and all, never a dull moment. Sometimes I wish it were more normal, but I don't know if it's really me who wants that, or if it's society that makes me think I should have a normal life, you know? Maybe that's why I come to this park so much. Peace and quiet gives me a taste of what it would be like. I can escape the biker life for a while and jump back in when I'm ready. Sorry, I shouldn't be throwing this kind of shit on you. It's just that I've been feeling really comfortable around you. Comfortable enough to share things that I can't really talk to anyone else about. You're a good listener, and I appreciate that. If only there were more like you. Hey, come closer. I want to tell you another secret. I really like you. Damn, dude, you're turning beet red. I'm glad you feel the same way. Your lips taste even better than the whiskey. They're so soft. I just want to nibble on them. You're so tense, sweetie. Just relax. Everything's fine. Ain't nobody gonna ruin this moment for us. You're so fucking cute, especially with those innocent eyes you have. It makes me just want to kiss you even more. Feels like something's poking down there. Maybe a friend of yours. Show it to me. I want to see your dick. Don't look so surprised, Buttercup. I've been hinting at this all night. Hinting at how much I want to fuck you. Go on. Unbuckle those pants for me. What? What's the matter? Did I say something wrong? And if I did, I'm sorry. I thought we were having a good time. You never what? Shown it to anybody? So like, you never fucked anyone before? Oh, don't be embarrassed, dude. I don't fucking care about that. You're cute as hell, and you make me feel special. I'd be honored to be your first, but if you're not ready, then we don't have to go that far. Still, after how well the date's been going, I'd hate to let you go empty-handed. How about we just, grind on each other? You don't have to take your clothes off for that. Plus, I get the pleasure of sending a cute guy home with cum-stained pants. Are you good with that? It's okay to say no. I won't hold it against you. Right on. Let me just get on top of you. There. Are you comfy? Good. Now just sit back and enjoy the ride. This must be exciting for you. Having a girl grind on you for the first time. I'm feeling my pussy go. Up and down the length of your bulge. And it is a damn nice bulge, if I do say so myself. Your moans are adorable. Taking it like such a good boy. Oh, you like it when I call you that, yeah? You better keep being a good boy for me. Otherwise, I'll send you home with a dry, aching cough. Put your hands on my hips. Don't just leave them lying there. Actually, no. Put them on my ass. Good boy. Oh, I got a tight ass, don't I? Something's gotten into you. You sure you don't want to go all the way tonight? Okay. I won't ask again. I'll just keep. Oh. Oh, your face is getting even redder. Oh, you gonna blow your load soon? Just keep letting friction do its job. Come nice and hard for me. Yeah. Oh, you're almost there. Give it to me. Give it to me. Good boy. Oh, yeah. You're a real good boy. I gotta say, your O face is pretty fucking sexy. The way it just twists and turns in pure ecstasy. You still got your V card, Buttercup. But don't count on keeping it. Whenever you're ready, I really do want to be here first. I've never been this patient with a guy before, but there's something special about you. Something that makes me think you're worth the effort. Huh? Yeah, I got kind of close, but I didn't come. Don't sweat it. Tonight was just a freebie. I'll just rub one out later. I'll be thinking about you. And then next time, I'll show you how to satisfy me. Wait. I'm making too many assumptions here. Well, you'd even asked if you wanted to go on a second date. So, do you? Alright. Just making sure. You want me to take you back to diner, or should I drop you off at home? I'm good with either one. Home it is? Let's get back onto the bike. So, this is your place. Doesn't look half bad. Sorry, I don't have time to come in. Gotta get home, get some rest, meet up with the girls for some business. But hey, I've got your number. You've got mine. We'll text each other. Sleep well, Buttercup. What a guy. I think I might be, No way. I'd never fall for anyone that fast, would I?